Give your home a beautiful makeover with flooring options from Menards. Update your room with flooring from Tarkett. From easy-to-install sheet vinyl, waterproof vinyl plank, to durable laminate flooring, Tarkett has the perfect style for you. Grovewood laminate flooring is stain, scratch, and dent resistant and designed with busy families in mind. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options in-store or on Menards.com for more great deals now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Police Off the Cuff, Real Crime Stories. I'm your host, retired NYPD Sergeant Bill Cannon, 27-year veteran of the NYPD. So, folks, the third day, as we could see up on the screen by this thumbnail, the home of Gilgo Beach alleged serial killer, Rex Heuermann. And the police are actively at this home collecting evidence. Everyone wants to know, what are they collecting? What did they discover that brought them back here? Let's not forget, 10 months ago, they were there for 13 days, seemingly collected everything with a fine-tooth comb. What did they miss? Did they miss anything? Why are they specifically back here now? And this was not just a Monday morning, 7 o'clock, let's go in and get a few things. This is another huge, thorough search, which we are all questioning. Well, didn't they collect all they possibly could 10 months ago? Is there new information that they have collected that we didn't or we don't know about in regards to this man here, Rex Heuermann, on the screen? And the four victims that he's being charged with on the screen also, Maureen Brainerd Barnes, Melissa Bartolome, Megan Waterman, and Amber Costello. You know, one of the things that you couldn't help but think is that, is there more evidence potentially against his wife, Asa Ellerup? Could this be that they could be arresting her based on some evidence? There she is in a picture on the screen with their son. And don't think that her attorney, Robert Macedonio, wasn't worried about that. I'm sure he was calling up the Suffolk County DA's office saying, what are you doing? You know, because, you know, he's nervous. That's his meal ticket for a while. She has that 7-figure documentary, which you can't make this stuff up, that she's working on this case. So we're going to talk a little bit more about this and see what the opinions are. But, you know, no one knows. And the police aren't giving anything up right now. So everyone, their guess is as good as mine, right? Maybe mine's a little better because I have some experience with this. But there's experienced people commenting on this case, you know, all conjecturing. And the only people that know, and it's one of the reasons I became a cop, because they know. They know why they're there. So, folks, hold on to your hats. Hold on to your wig, your toupee, whatever is removable, because you're about to enter true crime from a police perspective. You're about to enter the off-the-cuff zone. The police. See the way I say that? The police off-the-cuff zone. There has to be some common sense.
Yes, sir. They have the car stopped at 10th and Grant. Michael Biden.
We still don't know who pulled the trigger. So the way many of the press are describing this is the third day at accused Gilgo killer's home. Well, alleged Gilgo killer. The search continued Wednesday as a swarm of investigators were back at the Massapequa home of accused Gilgo Beach killer Rex Heumann for the third day, appearing to continue an exhaustive search of the property and the grounds. It was not immediately clear what investigators the house were searching for. Heumann is next expected to appear at court for a conference in Riverhead on June 18th. As District Attorney Ray Tierney has previously stated, the work of the Gilgo Beach Homicide Task Force is continuing. We do not comment on investigative steps while ongoing, said a representative for Tierney's office, who confirmed that the search was continuing at the home today, which is Wednesday. Robert Macedonio, attorney for Heumann's estranged wife, Asa Ellerup, confirmed Monday that the New York State Police and Suffolk County Police activity at the house, we really needed him to confirm it. And he says, he's quoted as saying, I assume it's the execution of an additional warrant, Macedonio said. He added that he hadn't received an additional copy of the warrant. Well, no one's sending you a copy, dude. These attorneys have access on the strength of them being an attorney to these court databases that they pay a fee for every year. So no one's sending him a copy. He has to pull it up. But whether it's available yet is another thing, which is probably not the case. Neither Ellerup or her son, nor the couple's daughter, Victoria Heumann, were home during the search. Ellerup and her son are in South Carolina, and Victoria, who was home initially, was no longer there. And then he quotes, I can't imagine what they're looking for since almost a year ago they executed one of the most extensive searches I've ever seen. Macedonio added that he believed they're not looking to arrest anyone because, of course, he's, you know, a little bit unnerved by that since he is the attorney for the wife, Asa Ellerup. I'm sure they would have notified us if they wanted to make an arrest. And Michael Brown, Heumann's attorney, also did not comment. Last year, the search of Heumann's home went on for 12 days, and it included the home, an excavated on the grounds, and an Amityville storage facility. In April, after Heumann's most recent court date, Brown said that he requested records recently that he said could shed light on a possible new suspect and provide insight into former Suffolk County Police Chief James Burke, who said had shown a lack of cooperation in the Gilgo investigation. At that time, the judge in the case said he'd like to see discovery completed by July. Heumann, the Massapequa Park man originally charged in three of the Gilgo Beach murders, was also charged with the murder of a fourth woman, Maureen Brainerd Barnes. You see her in the picture there in January. New DNA evidence helped connect Heumann to all four of the deaths, according to Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney, who was prosecuting the case. Heumann is charged with a second-degree murder and A1 violent felony in the death of Brainerd Barnes on July 9th, 2007. A total of 11 remains were found in the Gilgo Beach murders, which rocked Long Island. The remains included that of a toddler and an Asian male. So as you could see, I used that word, the word nexus the other night. They're looking for a nexus between some of the victims and obviously they're looking the evidence of the search warrant. That's what they're looking for. If they have evidence that they have, for example, the search of Manorville a couple of weeks ago, did they come up with evidence there that concerned them, that were like, whoa, let's go back into Heumann's house and possibly make a connection, make a nexus, draw a nexus between evidence recovered in Manorville and evidence potentially we could gather from his house. And everyone thinks or thought that 10 months ago, when they were at Heumann's house for 13 days at the storage facility, his office, his vehicles. They serve search warrants. And, you know, I can't imagine how much evidence they have. You know, I used to use the term, oh, they have tractor trailers full of evidence. But they literally have tons of evidence. Sometimes you collect evidence and you're not really sure how it is evidence, how it's connected to something, because the warrant is specific in a way, but it's general enough that you could say anything that could be related to the murders of these four women that he's being charged with. So general in a way, enough that they could collect. But now, why are they back there today? Why are they back there? And so many people, experienced people, not so experienced people, journalists, they're all dying to know, why are the Suffolk County Police, why are the Nassau County Police, why is the FBI, why is the Gilgo Beach Task Force at Rex Ullman's home?
Exactly. It's the Gilgo Beach Task Force returning here to look for inside Rex Ullman's home, and also what brought them back here in the first place. Large bags brought out along with bins and boxes, and even a notebook, some of the many items of evidence taken out of accused Gilgo Beach serial killer Rex Ullman's Massapequa Park house.
I think it's crazy though, what could be happening in there, what they're looking for, what they're looking to bring out of there.
Investigators return after 10 months setting up tents once again in the front yard. You can see one carrying what looks like a camera bag, walking it to a trailer.
Oh man, I can't believe it. Really, it's shocking again.
Etienne Divier is Rex Ullman's next door neighbor of 30 years. He says state police knocked on his door when they arrived to Ullman's home yesterday morning.
Well, he kind of, you know, filled us in on what was going on and what they're doing, and you know, they got a search warrant and they're gonna be here for a few days. And I said, how long? And they said, we really don't know.
Ullman's daughter, whose face is blurred, were told was home. His wife, Asa Ellerup, and their son were out of town.
I spoke to Chris the other day, the son, and he told me that they were very upset that they delayed the trial.
Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney staying tight-lipped about the return to Ullman's home.
Investigations evolve, new information comes in, and as that new information comes in, it becomes necessary to take additional steps. And that's what we're doing.
This after a wider wooded search in and around Manorville over the past few weeks. The DA confirming it's part of the same investigation. Four of the 10 Gilgo Beach remains have been tied to Ullman, who's been charged with murder. The remaining six murders are unsolved. The Gilgo Beach Task Force returning, bringing back out onlookers and neighbors alike.
It's just something that, you know, we were biking. We're like, hey, let's go take a look.
Just being nosy, I guess.
I hope this is the guy that did it and they put him away.
Do you think they have the right guy?
Jeez, I don't know. I never seen Rex's violent person, to tell you the truth. Yeah. So, I don't know. For the sake of the kids, I hope they.
He never saw him calling hookers either, but that doesn't mean he didn't do it.
Don't have the right guy.
And my next door neighbor, Etienne, says Ullman's wife plans to move out within the next few years. As far as this investigation at their home, it's expected to last at least several days. Live in Massapequa Park, Shante Lyons, Channel 7, Eyewitness News.
So I would imagine that the community is just freaking out because now, you know, they had peace for a while. They arrested Rex Ullman, and now the whole neighborhood is thrown upside down with police all over the place, putting the spotlight on their little community, you know, Massapequa Park, which is really a nice area of Nassau County. If you guys don't know it, obviously there's people here from England, Ireland, all over. Don't let this house that you see in these pictures fool you as to how this community is. This is a beautiful, beautiful community. One, you know, unkempt house that looks like an eyesore in this neighborhood. Don't let that fool you as to what the rest of the neighborhood looks like. And you can see with all these people in there, you guys learned something yesterday, Tyvek suits. Those white suits are called Tyvek suits. And they have a two or three pronged purpose. The first one is to protect the crime scene from you bringing evidence or material from outside into the crime scene. Part two of that is it protects you from taking evidence, obviously, from the crime scene out with you. And thirdly, protects your clothing from potential biological fluids, toxic materials, you know, things like blood, DNA, all of that stuff. So you don't want to bring all that stuff home with you, possible diseases. So that's why they wear Tyvek suits. They also, if you could see, they wear those little booties on their shoes, and they have the hair nets and the masks to go into that crime scene. So, and this was from yesterday's show. The ME was on the scene. And again, what are they looking for with this new search of the home of Gilgo Beach accused serial killer Rex Uhlman? And I said that it has to be something connected with the search a couple of weeks ago out in Manorville, because they must have uncovered something in that search that brought them back to Rex Uhlman's house, that either they wanted to see if they could come up with additional evidence that matched the evidence they collected in the Manorville search. Let me play a little bit of this video from that.
Police in Manorville, an area of Long Island where body parts related to the Gilgo Beach murders had been found in the past. Mystery surrounds why police are scouring the area and whether it could be connected to the investigation into Rex Uhlman, who's been connected to the Gilgo Four. Thanks for joining me for Crime Fix. I'm Anjanette Levy. There was some really big news on Long Island when police started searching a wooded area in Manorville. If Manorville sounds familiar, it's because it's the area where remains belonging to Jessica Taylor and Valerie Mack were found. Some of their remains, of course, were also found on Ocean Parkway on Gilgo Beach. Now, no one has ever been charged in their murders. Several New York media outlets, quoting sources, say this search is related to the Gilgo Beach murder investigation. Rex Uhlman, an architect from Massapequa Park in Long Island, is charged with the murders of the Gilgo Four. They, of course, are Maureen Brainerd Barnes, Melissa Barthelemy, Megan Waterman, and Amber Costello, four sex workers who were found wrapped in camouflage burlap. Uhlman has denied the charges. Here's his lawyer, Michael Brown.
You're talking about a gentleman who has never been arrested before. He's a productive member of society. He's going to work every day. He's supporting his family, and he's incarcerated. And he's claiming he didn't do this. So obviously it's troubling, and he's dealing with it on a day-by-day basis, one day at a time. But he is looking forward to having his day in a court.
I would just like to, when Attorney Brown, who happens to be an outstanding attorney, I'd like him to just take a look at this. This is a 32-page document, bail application document. And if you go through that, which I advise everyone that follows this case to get a copy of it, it shows you some of the heinous evidence they have against Rex Uhlman. So, yes, he's gainfully employed. He's this, he's that. He also was caught using sex workers for many years. He has some horrific searches on his computer. So let's stop, Attorney Brown. I know you want to put it out there that he's innocent, but there's a lot of evidence on his computer that says otherwise, that he's not innocent. And he's innocent until proven guilty. That's our system. But you can believe what you want to believe. But I personally don't believe Rex Uhlman is innocent.
So back to what's going on in Manorville. Police spent 2 days searching the area. And as you can see from this video from News 12 Long Island, it was a busy, busy search. The Suffolk County District Attorney's Office will only say the Suffolk County Police Department, the New York Police Department, and the New York State Police are working with the District Attorney's Office on an ongoing investigation. We do not comment on investigative steps while they are underway. We will make further statements when appropriate. The search was a surprise to people who have followed the case closely for years, including Joe Jackalone, a retired NYPD cold case sergeant and host of True Crime with the Sarge on YouTube.
Yeah, like many people, I was surprised to hear about this when it sort of come over the news wire. But when you take a look at that area, this specifically involves not only Gilgo, but there's also another person that they arrested, a man named John Bitroff years ago, who lived not too far from where this happened. But you had two victims, Jessica Taylor and Valerie Mack, whose torsos were found in Manorville many years ago. And then the rest of their remains were found in Gilgo when that search was going on. So there's a tie into Gilgo somewhere along the line between Manorville and Gilgo Beach, whose MO had changed over time. So, for instance, he had to dismember the earlier victims because he picked these young women up off the street and someone might have seen him get into his car or truck or what have you, and that he would be afraid that they would be able to identify him. Then as technology changed and burner phones and internet, like with the Backpage and the Craigslist, there was no need for him to dismember people because it was done totally anonymous, or he thought so at the time. And there was no need to be able to go beyond what he had to do to discard the body. So I think it's been the same person all along. And the issue that comes down to is that the police have a real tough time ahead of themselves because we haven't really heard if there was any DNA found with any of these other cases. And if you remember, Anjanette, there was a big feud between then Police Commissioner Richard Dormer and Thomas Spoda, the district attorney, about how many killers there were.
So you think it's one killer. So does that mean you think it's Rex Heuermann?
Yeah, I believe.
You know, he could think that. I disagree with him. All right. I think there's more than one killer, and you can have your opinion. This goes back over so many years. This goes back to 1996, I believe. Nearly 30 years this goes back. So, and that I think believe was Valerie Mack. It went back 30 years ago. So when he speaks about MO, and MO is modus operandi, and MO is very significant because criminals don't like to change their MO. They have a certain method of doing things, and it makes them comfortable to do it that way. So to change up how they do things, again, would make them nervous. But does that mean they won't change MO? No. There's a distinct possibility that they will, but it's unusual. It's highly unusual. The person, John Bitroff, who was arrested for two murders, and he happened to, you know, get convicted. It was out near Manorville. Could there be a nexus between John Bitroff and Rex Heuermann? Could they have known each other? Could they have been in that sex worker sort of club or sort of community, if you want to say that? Is that a possibility? I think it surely is. So when we think about the way that they connected the Gilgo Four here, a lot of the connection, of course, was DNA. And remember the burlap bags that the bodies were wrapped in, and Rex Heuermann's hair, his DNA was on it, as was his wife Asa Ellerup's hair. So they connected at least three of them, Melissa Bartolome, Megan Waterman, and Amber Costello, via this DNA. Marie Brainerd Barnes, I'm not sure if there was a hair that identified back to Rex Heuermann or Asa Ellerup. But the type of evidence, this is brilliant. This is science. And now, could they have, you know, the voluminous amount of evidence they took out 10 months ago, and when they were here for 13 days, was the processing of this evidence, did something, an aha moment come out that they said, oh, we should go back there because we missed this or missed that? But they're not just back here, like, taking out a single thing. They're taking out tables and a TV set, apparently. They're taking out lots of evidence. So what specifically are they looking for these things in order to work on them at another location, swab them for DNA at another location, examine them at another location? Because why would you take a TV out of there? I mean, that's a question I would have. The question I asked was the new search warrant of Rex Heuermann's home. What gave them probable cause? What information? Because you need probable cause to get a search warrant. What was presented to a judge that he signed off on this search warrant and was confident that they had probable cause to do this search warrant? Now, the neighborhood, as well as probably, well, Asa Ellerup and her son were out of town or in South Carolina, but I'm sure they were called and said, we're going to do another search warrant on your house. Actually, they may not have been until maybe the night before, because they want it to be a surprise, of course, but they could secure the house the night before, because we're going to execute a search warrant on your house. And I said yesterday, well, you know, when I covered this, how about the contamination of a crime scene? What Asa Eller and her two children, Victoria and her son, they were living there. So every single day they're contaminating the crime scene. They're walking through it. They're using the bathrooms. They're sleeping there. They're leaving their DNA all over the place. How do they just discount that? And because of crime scene, of course, to collect evidence, you're supposed to be pristine so that the evidence is saved. I have questions about that.
PD was there, Suffolk County. I'm sure the FBI was there too. I didn't see any of the jackets, but I can almost assure you that they were there also, probably Parks Department.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Anybody on that task force, any agency on that task force, it was there today, and they're probably still there now going through all of those areas.
Josh Zeman is a documentarian who has covered the Gilgo case very closely. Josh, your reaction to this surprise search in Manorville?
Yeah, they have an awful lot of resources out there. Police helicopters, news helicopters, canine units, multiple canine units. Different search parties from numerous different law enforcement departments. So it's quite a big search out there. We had heard reports that a neighbor had found a body, but we haven't seen the medical examiner, we haven't seen anthropologists or the crime scene unit out there. So that leads us to believe that they haven't quite found anything yet, but the amount of law enforcement out there is definitely surprising.
The big question, and nobody will answer it, but a lot of outlets in New York City are quoting sources who say that this is indeed related to the Gilgo Beach investigation. And there are many sets of remains out there on Gilgo Beach where no one has been charged in those homicides. We know Rex Huerman, of course, has been charged with the Gilgo 4. That's a specific set of victims who were found along Gilgo Beach. But the big question is, do they believe this is related to Rex Huerman, or do they believe that there's more than one suspect who's been dumping bodies along Gilgo Beach?
I mean, that's the question that we asked on our show many years ago. You know, how can it be? You have two sets of remains, Valerie Mack and Jessica Taylor, found in 2000 and 2003 in Manorville. And then you have the same body parts found in Gilgo Beach next to what is known as the Gilgo Beach Four, which Rex Uhrman has been charged with. So are those remains the same perpetrator? Did Rex do those crimes as well? Or are we dealing with a second serial killer? I know it sounds strange, but there's been numerous serial killers acting in Long Island at the same time. Robert Shulman and Joel Rifkin were both operating at the same time. What leads us to believe that it may be two different serial killers is the fact that the MOs are very different. The Gilgo Beach were found whole and intact, and these women were tragically dismembered. So that's one question. The other question is, why dump some body parts in one part of Long Island and some body parts in another part of Long Island?
And that's the key question here. And Joe Jackalone, who we heard from earlier in the shows.
You know, it's not, as I said, you know, MO, I don't think this is one person. I think there potentially could be an additional killer that was dumping these parts. Look, it's over a long period of time, a lot of years that this occurred. So it goes back almost to 1996, I believe it was. So although we said that no one believes Rex Uhrman just started 10 years ago, that he's been doing this for a very, very long time and just somehow flew under the radar, somehow was never, he was never caught for this. But so it goes back to the question again, what are they looking for? And the question of Manorville, undoubtedly, that search a couple of weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago out in Manorville is directly related to the new search of Rex Uhrman's house. There's no doubt in my mind that that is the case. So what evidence they discovered out in Manorville and what they're trying to compare it to in Rex Uhrman's house, that is only known to the police on the scene.
With breaking news tied to one of New York's biggest murder investigations in years, the medical examiner has just arrived to the home of accused Gilgo Beach killer Rex Uhrman, and now they appear to be removing large bags of evidence from that property. The 6-year-old is charged with killing four women, otherwise known as the Gilgo Four. He has pleaded not guilty. Let's bring in News Nation senior correspondent Laura Engel, who has been following this case from the beginning. She is live there on Long Island. So, Laura, at this point, they're bringing out bags of supposed alleged evidence.
That's right. You know, we've been waiting to see what they're going to bring out of the house. I am just about two houses down. You can't really see now that we've got a police trooper blocking our view. But right now, members of the Gilgo Beach Task Force are inside of this home. We're talking about Suffolk County Police, Nassau County, state troopers are here. And we just saw a bunch of people show up in suits. They look like, I've seen some of them before in court. It looks like they are detectives with members of the Gilgo Beach Task Force. And as you mentioned, somebody from the ME, the medical examiner's office, just pulled up here in front of us. They drove around because the street is completely blocked off. That obviously appears to be a very big development, not necessarily to say that they found a body, but maybe they found something that might have some material that a medical examiner may need to examine. Now, we've seen that before. The medical examiner's office showed up when they did a search of Rex Huerman's storage units last summer. We never found out. Every time we go to court, I ask the Suffolk County District Attorney, Ray Tierney, by the way, why was the medical examiner called to those storage units? He's never been able to answer it, saying it's an ongoing investigation, but certainly what appeared to be a very big development here just moments ago. And after we saw the member of the medical examiner's team show up, we also came over here and noted that there are many large bags coming out of the house, big evidence bags with people with crime lab on the back of their shirts, taking it out. And they're taking it into those tents that we showed you earlier. I don't know if you still have those aerials, but when police first arrived here this morning to serve a search warrant, and remember, Asa Ellerup, Rex Heuermann's estranged wife, her two adult children, were not here. So when police arrived, they erected these, you know, pop-up tents and then put some tables underneath those tents. And I've seen people go under there with clipboards. And what it appears to be happening is that they're grabbing evidence and that they're making an inventory of it. They've got their own camera set up on a tripod. They're videotaping everything that they're doing here. But as this afternoon has started to move on, we are seeing more and more members of law enforcement show up. So obviously a very big, major deal in this case. And this follows a very significant search of Manorville in the woods that happened just last month. Now, the Manorville searches are said to be tied to two of the Long Island serial killer victims, Valerie Mack and Jessica Taylor. Could that have something to do with what we're seeing here now? Of course, we have to wait for the DA to tell us what's going on, but we are here with our cameras watching every bit of it, waiting to see exactly what they're taking out. And I saw them take out a hand truck, a dolly, out of one of their vans and go into the house. What does that mean? What's so heavy that they need that? So that's also something that we're watching for. We've heard long ago that there were, you know, some kind of vaults that were inside of the home. I'm not sure if they found more, if they need to take out the original, but certainly a very big deal as we watch so many members of law enforcement descend upon this Massapequa Park neighborhood and spend the afternoon here with their mobile command units. There are two of them. That is how big of a deal this is right now.
Thank you for watching.
So that, you know, the big question still is, what gave them probable cause? What brought them back here? Why 10 months ago, when they were at this crime scene for 13 days, they didn't collect every possible thing? What brought them back here? And that's what no one seems to know right now. No one knows. Simi Sharp from the chat, I have to watch on my TV. It's considerably bigger than my phone and my eyes are old. I can read the chat in there, but I can't chat. I grab my phone to chat. Encyclopedia of True Crime and the Unknown. I wondered if they needed Dolly to move something off of a trapdoor hidden in the floor. Whoa. Let's not create scenarios, Encyclopedia of True Crime and the Unknown. People take that as gospel. Is that, oh, they had to move something heavy that was covering up a trapdoor. But they've been here before, guys, for 13 days. And when they questioned yesterday, why was the ME there? Well, they were looking for very specific evidence, in my opinion, biological or DNA, potential DNA type evidence. So who's more expert at identifying and potentially collecting biological fluids or DNA evidence or fibers or hairs than the medical examiner? So that may be why he was there. Nina WWD, do you think we'll get a press conference on this soon, Sergeant Bill? I don't think so. I think they're going to try to keep this quiet for a little bit. When they return the warrant, that's when all of the evidence will be revealed, as well as the search warrant. So that's when we'll find out the when, where, who, what, hows, and why of this search warrant. But until then, I don't see Ray Tierney just coming out of his office and giving a press conference. You remember when this arrest first went down, you couldn't get Ray Tierney off of TV. You know, I used to say he never met a camera he didn't like. He was on every single day. But now all of a sudden he's become reluctant to speak with the media. He doesn't go on TV as often. So you wonder why. Folks, this is Police Off the Cuff, Real Crime Stories. If you like real crime, true crime from a police perspective, then you're in the right location. And if you're not subscribed to us, go on our YouTube, hit that subscribe button, give us a thumbs up, ring that bell, share us with your friends and your family. Show us the love, right? And if you want to contribute to us financially, we have a Patreon with four different levels. We also have a YouTube channel membership with five different levels. And your contributions help to keep this show going. All the folks that are members of either Patreon or the YouTube channel memberships, we appreciate everything you do for us. So again, everyone is reporting, oh, What is this? What is this connected to? And I think that we know that it's connected to that search that they did out in Manorville. We know that for a fact, because all of a sudden they do this search. You would never expect them to go back to this house. And next thing you know, there's a search warrant and a second huge search, not a small one, a huge one at Rex Heumann's house.
Agencies, including Suffolk, state troopers, and the NYPD, out in force, scouring different parts of Manorville.
All different, you know, state troopers, local police, canines. They've been just all over the area for the last 2 days. The helicopters.
The copters are flying all over the place all day, and the canine units are all over the place.
The officers have been covering a lot of ground out here in Manorville by splitting up. Right now, we are seeing an NYPD canine team looking around the shoulder of Schultz Road. Sources say the search is part of the Gilgo Beach murders investigation. The district attorney's office saying they do not comment on investigative steps while they are underway. People in the area say the police were here yesterday as well.
If they found something, if they're going to check this whole area, it's going to take them quite a while.
The remains of two Gilgo Beach victims were found in Manorville decades ago. The partial remains of Valerie Mack in 2000 and the partial remains of Jessica Taylor in 2003. The rest of their remains were later found along Ocean Parkway near Gilgo Beach.
This is just such a, you know, low-key area. So, you know, why would they be here? There's so many areas. You know, why Manorville?
Rex Heumann of Massapequa Park is the only suspect to be arrested in connection to the Gilgo murders. He's facing charges for the deaths of four women found near Gilgo Beach and has pleaded not guilty. So far, police have not said whether or not they've found anything.
So that is what brought them to this Monday, this past Monday, when they got a search warrant. And they went back to Rex Heumann's house. What are they looking for? That is the million-dollar question. From the chat, Suhelia A. I know you said we shouldn't speculate too much, but maybe a freezer. You know, Suhelia, you could speculate all you want. I just said that because, you know, sometimes conjecture and rumor starts a new life of its own, and everyone says, oh, how about this? How about a freezer? Well, Suhelia, how would they have missed that the last time? You know, something that they recovered, some information that they have from the Manorville search brought them back to Rex Heumann's house. And I'm convinced of that. And that, I believe, is a constant that Turd Helen showed. I can't say your last name. Haha, not speculate too much. How can stop us to let our fantasy running wild? Not that's what I mean. I can't stop you from speculating, saying anything you want. That's the beauty of true crime. It's the beauty of YouTube. It's the beauty of free speech. You can say whatever you want. Two True Life reminds me of American Horror Story. Asylum, when they found out who Bloody Face was. Well, I don't know that show, but I'm sure it was interesting. Precy, hey, Bill, I sent you an email. I'll read it after the show. Thank you. So, hell yeah, hey, I think he's too diabolical to talk, Sims. Well, Rex Heumann's not going to talk now. He has an attorney. Wouldn't that have cleared up everything if he would have confessed, right? From the chat, Simi Sharp, Sergeant Bill, would there have to be something new that was not covered in the initial warrant? Yes, they have to get a whole entirely new search warrant and present it to a judge. They cannot use the old search warrant. They cannot use the old search warrant to facilitate this new execution of the warrant. They got to get a new search warrant. So the question we all have, what probable cause did they have, which is the legal standard to get a search warrant? How did they establish probable cause to present to a judge in order for a judge to sign a new search warrant to search Rex Heumann's phone? And I don't think a judge necessarily would sign this so easily, because we all know that the last time the police searched Rex Heumann's home, they destroyed it. If you possibly could destroy that home to begin with, because we've all seen it. It's not going to make any modern home manuals. You know, it's like when you see it, especially the front part with the 2x4s holding the damn rooftop on. Maybe you could see it here. You see the 2x4s holding up the roof. So it's like, and apparently the house was extremely, extremely cluttered when they served the search warrant. Police officers that one that I spoke to couldn't believe that human beings lived in this house. So, you know, so the Gilgo Beach murders, the new search warrant served on Rex Human's home. And this has started out Monday, but yet they are still there. And it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. And let's not forget, this is all because of these three individuals, Maureen Brainerd Barnes, Melissa Bartolome, Megan Waterman, and Amber Costello. That is, that are the murders that Rex Human is being tried for. But they're trying, there's six more bodies in connected to what's been known as the Gilgo Beach cases. And whether they're connected or not, we don't know for sure. You know, what would connect them? Well, evidence. That's what we need, is evidence. And the amazing thing is even that how successful they were to collect and identify evidence on the Gilgo 4 through DNA. Like, amazing. And they identified hairs through the mitochondrial DNA. Incredible. And I know maybe we expect technology to save us all the time, but in this case, it was extremely impressive. I'll put it that way.
A trial attorney and author of the new book, Killing Time with John Wayne Gacy, joins us now to talk more about the case. Good morning, and thank you as always for joining us. Is it unusual to have multiple searches, a second search warrant in a case like this, especially since the first one destroyed the house seemed so thorough?
Yeah, it is unusual. And my guess is that there's new evidence somewhere. And we know that there were other investigations done in different areas of this property. And so perhaps, and there was a rumor that there was a lockbox found on a search that the police conducted. I don't know if that's true, but if it is, perhaps whatever was in that lockbox relates to something that might be a in the house. My other theory is, and again, this is speculation, is could it be that the wife, who is visiting with Huerman on a weekly basis in prison, could have brought other items into the house post investigation, the last time they did the search. So maybe there's new stuff in the house now that the police suspect might be related to additional crimes.
According to a source with knowledge of what's going on, Huerman's family was in possession of a gruesome book of crime scene photos. What might that mean for the case? How significant could it be?
Well, this is a circumstantial case. That's not to say that there's not a lot of evidence here, but I think the prosecutors really want to tie everything together. Remember, we had that evidence of DNA on a piece of pizza that tied to something at a crime scene, and then the wife's hair was found at the crime scene. So we have all of these things, and he was doing searches on his phone, and we have burner phones that are being tied to where he was during these crimes. So every piece of evidence here is going to be crucial because we don't have a confession, and we don't have any eyewitnesses. And as we recall, a lot of time has transpired since these women went missing and were found.
At some point, Karen, the medical examiner was called in. We saw that in the last 24 hours. Anything to conclude from that?
It's not necessarily the case that there might be bodies in the house, but we don't know that, of course. The medical examiner has to consider all pieces of evidence when making his or her opinion about what was the cause of death. So not only is the forensics important, the DNA and obviously the body, but ballistics and how the house was found and different reports and photographs. So an important case like this, of this magnitude, it does not surprise me that the medical examiner was called just to make sure that they were able to really look at that crime scene and look at it with their own eyes.
The wife was not there. She does currently live in the house. The adult children also come and go. Was that intentional that she was not there at the time?
My guess is that it is, because at this point she has her own counsel. And my guess is that the prosecutors called up her lawyer and said, listen, we're going to come in again. You know, this house is probably going to be not livable when we're done. And we don't want to inconvenience you any more than we have. And so she probably decided to go elsewhere with her children and allow the police to do what they are going to do.
How might the defense be preparing for this case, given the second search warrant and the evidence that appears to be building against their client?
Well, this is a tough one. I think, you know, the defense is going to, first of all, see what all the evidence is, and they're entitled to that. And the prosecution has to not only give them that evidence, but any evidence that's exculpatory, meaning that leans away from Huerman as being the perpetrator. I think the defense is going to hire a bunch of experts here, a bunch of experts in DNA about all these issues, because they're going to have to methodically counter the idea that the prosecution is going to prove this beyond a reasonable doubt.
Karen, you represented serial killer John Wayne Gacy and have consistently said that the Huerman and the Gacy case have many similarities. What's your observation, and what are the links that you have been able to draw?
Yeah, it's really kind of eerie to me. I mean, Gacy was in construction work. Huerman was an architect. They both were married with children. They both lived really respectable lives, made good money. And other than this compartmentalized crime sprees that apparently Mr. Huerman is capable of, they conducted themselves normally throughout the rest of their day. They were also very predatory in nature. You know, they planned these things. They lured certain people. All of the women and all of the men in both of these defendants, they all had a certain type. And so if you look at it, I mean, these are people who are not spree killers. They're not people who do it on the spur of the moment. Rather, they are very measured and methodical in what they did.
Thank you for watching.
So interesting. That was one of the more interesting theories in regards to this. Like, and everyone wants to know, again, of course, why are they there? What are they looking for? Well, obviously, they're looking for evidence. But what type of evidence? Well, the clues that we get is, well, if the medical examiner was there, I don't know if he's there again today, but they're looking for, you know, DNA evidence, perhaps biological evidence. You know, someone mentioned in the chat, and this is a possibility, trophies, but wouldn't they have recovered trophies when they did the first search warrant 10 months ago? Trophy being, serial killers are known to take souvenirs from their victims, which are called trophies, so that they can relive the event at another time, by just pulling out a piece of jewelry, pulling out a piece of clothing. And that's known.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
As a souvenir or a trophy, and would they now be looking for that, or wouldn't they have covered that when they first did the search, you know, over 10 months ago? And I would think, yeah, they would have collected that then. So if they came back for something that specifically they learned about through a confidential informant, through evidence that they've been going through, that's all questions that we all have. Tammy Donaldson. After this investigation is done, Asa should sell the property. She could probably get a lot of money for the property and get that dumpy house out of the neighborhood. Yeah, I'm not really concerned with that. I think that she has a seven-figure deal to shooting a documentary. Becky B., Bill, maybe something that looked so insignificant from the first search is now considered a trophy. Becky, that's a possibility. That's because they're uncovering, they're looking at all of the evidence that they collected 10 months ago. Did someone have an aha moment and say, oh, we got to check this, we got to check that, then we're going to have to go back into the house? Or, as I said previously, I believe this is connected to the Manorville search, because it comes too soon afterwards, and they're all over it after this Manorville search.
There is a search underway right now in Manorville, believed to be connected with the Gilgo Beach murders investigation. That search is off the Long Island Expressway, we're told, at exit 70. The Suffolk County District Attorney will only say that his office is working with the Suffolk County Police Department and New York State Police on this ongoing investigation. Rex Huerman, of course, has been charged in connection with the deaths of four women whose bodies were found near Gilgo Beach. He has pleaded not guilty. And we, of course, will continue to follow developments on this and bring you any updates both on air and online at ABC 7 ENY.
So again, there you have it. That was the Manorville search that happened approximately 2 weeks ago. And the question is, and we repetitively, I know I apologize, they must have uncovered something during that search that led them back to getting a search warrant to research the Uerman house in Massapequa. Something raised them up, some piece of evidence, but perhaps a confidential informant told them something. That's a possibility also.
Rex Huerman's home, once again the site of investigators as they search his property.
That's right. It's unclear what they're looking for at this point, but the scene is causing a stir in the neighborhood. A lot of people say they've seen this all before. Good Day's Lizette Nunez is outside the home in Massapequa Park, Long Island, with more. Lizette, any idea what they're looking for?
That's still not clear, Dan. Police are
keeping pretty tight-lipped. But yes, this is a scene that is all too familiar for neighbors. They are tired of the police presence and as well as members of the media. But here we are once again. We do know at some point yesterday, the daughter of Rex Huerman was here at some point. She has since left and is staying elsewhere.
Oh my God, this is all over again. It feels like yesterday this happened.
Neighbors in Massapequa Park feeling a sense of deja vu as police once again descended at the home of accused serial killer Rex Huerman.
I think this is a surprise to everybody.
The medical examiner remained parked outside of the Red home Monday morning. Investigators raised white tents and could be seen throughout the day with large evidence bags. Police would not say why they're back and what they're looking for.
It's very disruptive. We just want to know why.
Experts say this multi-agency search involving the Gilgo Beach Task Force is likely for something specific. Huerman's estranged wife, Asa Alarip, and their son are in South Carolina, according to Alarip's attorney. The daughter was at the home when police arrived. The last time detectives were here was 10 months ago. They turned the property inside out and dug up the backyard as they searched for clues tying the accused murderer to the four women whose remains were found near Gilgo Beach. Huerman has already been charged with the deaths of four women: Melissa Bartholomew, Megan Waterman, Amber Lynn Costello, and Maureen Brainerd Barnes. Huerman has been in custody since he was arrested last July and has maintained his innocence.
I just hope they have something to end this thing and put it to rest. And we don't want this in our area just constantly over and over again coming to search this guy's house. Either find something or don't.
You know, I always, whenever people report or Rex Huerman's attorney, Robert Brown, says he maintains he's innocent. He says, yeah. And then you read this 32-page bail application report that is one of the scariest legal documents you ever read. And then to say, he's innocent. There's some evidence in that 32-page report that would be like, oh my God, they got him. Yeah, yeah. Those burner phones, you know, just themselves, just what powerful evidence are those burner phones? And the fact that some of the sex workers had his number from those burner phones in their phones, you know, just incredible, powerful, powerful evidence. And then you wouldn't think after all those years, those bodies discovered in 2010, and he gets arrested in 2023, and they get physical evidence from this that ties these women to him. Just absolutely incredible. And we, as the spoiled public we are, we just expect it. Oh, of course the police are going to lock this guy up. Connie from the chat and wife visits, talks to him often, maybe something in a conversation that did not check out in the first search. Look, I think that when people, not that they have great privacy when they visit someone in jail, and remember, Rex Huerman is in jail. Jail phone calls, please. Yeah, well, jail phone calls are recorded. There's absolutely no privacy. And the prison lets you know that they're recorded. Yet people still talk about illegal shit on the phone when they're in prison or in jail. Oh, the difference is Rex Huerman is in jail, not prison, because you don't go to prison until you're convicted of a felony, and then it's over a year. So you can be in jail awaiting trial for sort of an indefinite amount of time. But once you're convicted in New York State, they always say you're going upstate, because all of the prisons, compared to where we live, downstate, the New York metropolitan area, all the prisons are upstate. And so that's where the term said up the river comes from. Hudson River, right off the Hudson River, is Sing Sing, right in Westchester County. And they would love, that prison's been there for a long time, they would love to take that land because it's a river view and do something with it like condos instead of a prison. But that's where the term up the river comes from. So, you know, What do we know then? Again, I know I'm getting a little bit repetitive, but there's a reason they're there. They're not just going in there and going through the motions. They're actually collecting evidence. What are they collecting? Well, wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall? But they're there, and they're in their Tyvek suits. They're collecting evidence. They had information, and perhaps it was from the little excursion they did in Manorville where two of the bodies were recovered, Jessica Taylor and Valerie Mack. So till they have a press conference or until they return this warrant, and then the Freedom of Information Law will go into effect, and the attorneys and the press will all get a copy of it. Till that happens, we're going to be guessing. We're going to be sitting here guessing about why they were there. What did they collect? Any fruitful evidence at this scene? We're going to have to wait to find out.
Beach serial killer case.
Today, a team of investigators returned to the Long Island home of the suspect, Rex Huerman. They surrounded the house in Massapequa Park and were seen setting up search areas and taking out boxes of potential evidence. CBS 2's Jennifer McLogan there now with the latest details. Jennifer.
Good evening. Nearly 1 year after the arrest, and we were all standing right here, the homicide task force at the Gilgo Beach has returned, this time with new warrants and a new search for Rex Huerman's house, the house where he grew up here in Massapequa Park.
This is kind of distracting for the whole neighborhood, you know, seeing this over and over again. This is the second time this is going on. And when are we going to put this to rest? When is this going to end?
What are they searching for? Massapequa Park neighbors of accused serial killer Rex Huerman want to know. Sidewalks and streets filled with the curious, many expressing anxiety as crime scene labs moved in and streets blocked off by state police.
Rex's house once again, so don't know what it is, what they found.
Chopper 2 overhead as a large police presence swarmed the Huerman red bungalow on First Avenue. Investigators moved boxes past crime command buses into concealed white tents. Huerman's held without bail at the Suffolk County Jail. His family's not at home. Estranged wife Asa Ellerup and both grown children are out of town. They've never been implicated in the Gilgo Beach serial murders.
I can't believe what's going on here right now.
Last July, hundreds of weapons were seized here from Huerman's basement vault. And just 3 weeks ago, the task force searched woodlands in Manorville. That same task force, along with a Suffolk medical examiner, are here now. More evidence bags carried out.
We've been a great partner with them all along. They executed their warrant this morning. Whatever their warrant calls for, they're going to go in and retrieve whatever's needed and then turn it back over to the courts.
Do you anticipate any additional arrests?
If they're going back to do a search warrant, they have a great part of their investigation that they're still working on.
Huerman's pleaded not guilty to the murders of four sex workers whose remains were found near Gilgo Beach 13 years ago. DNA from a pizza box, burner phones, and cell site data linked the Manhattan architect to the killings, say prosecutors. Did possible evidence seized in Manorville tie them to the Huerman case? We have not been told. Rex Huerman is back in court June 18th.
So, no one has the answers to our questions. The Nassau County Police Commissioner, Patrick Ryder, who was just on the air, gave more of a statement than anyone else. He happens to be a great guy. He's been on this show before, Patrick Ryder, police family, great guy. He was formerly NYPD, and then he rolled over to Nassau County. So Nassau is involved in this case. Perhaps they're not named as being on the task force, but they are involved in this case. So, you know, recapping all the information, there's not a hell of a lot of information in regards to why are they there? We don't seem to know that, do we? We don't know specifically why they're there, what specific evidence. And I as I said, I can just about guarantee it was connected to the Manorville searches that they did a couple of weeks ago. They discovered something during that searches that led them back to Rex Huerman's house. There's so many twists and turns and so much information in this case that, and so much evidence that's already been collected. It's just an incredible, voluminous investigation, complicated investigation. And again, we always remember this investigation, besides the other six unidentified bodies, is about Maureen Brainerd Barnes, Melissa Bartolome, Megan Waterman, and Amber Costello. And we always want to keep in mind that there's real victims in this case, you know, not just names, real victims that we always want to remember that that's what this case and that's what the outstanding job that law enforcement has done on this case is all about. And the other thing is, someone asked really, what is going to be the defense in this case? I will guarantee you that Robert Brown, who is Rex Heuermann's attorney, goes right after Chief James Burke, even though that was years ago. And he had nothing to do with solving this case. But James Burke, who was the chief of the Suffolk County Police Department, he has a lot of explaining. He will probably refuse to testify. He's no longer on the Suffolk County Police, and he went to prison for about 4 years. And we know, I'm not going to get into his history, but I think that is the area that Robert Brown is going to attack to create doubt, to make it look like there was this big ring of escort users, say. I'll use that term, escort users, and Chief Burke was one of them, and try to come up with a nexus between Chief Burke and Rex Heuermann. And that is, I think, is going to be the defense. Honey, 2800, he hoards, so I bet one of the officers saw something that they thought was nothing until that Manorville search, like a matching shoe or something. Honey, 2800, it's very possible. Wit H, what's creepy is he was planning on hurting someone else, and that's why the cops move in. Wit H, well, luckily the cops were on his phones and were monitoring him, and they moved in because they were afraid he was going to kill again. Anna at Police Off the Cuff, don't forget Shannon Gilbert, also a victim. It's laughable to think she died by accident. Anna, you know something? I don't know 100% what happened to Shannon Gilbert. I just don't think Rex Heuermann was part of it. Could she have been murdered? Yeah, she could have been, but I don't think Rex Heuermann did it. And I'm conflicted about that. I can't go into it in this short amount of time that we have left. But Stephen Z is, for every mystery, someone somewhere who knows the truth. Perhaps that someone is watching. Perhaps it's you. Woof. That sounds like a Rod Serling statement. Invisible American. Oh, my God. I'm glad they moved in on him. Yes, because he wasn't finished. E-Baby, Chief Burke got something to do with it. I bet it's not E-Baby, it's not Bird, it's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Chief James Burke. Pressy, Bill, I'm shocked that Johnny Ray hasn't shown up. Isn't that amazing? Johnny Ray has been quiet through all of this, and we had Johnny Ray on our show. It went a little bit, we got a little combative with each other, although I still really like Johnny Ray. I think he's a very colorful character, and I think he's kept this case alive for a lot of people. So I would never say anything bad about Johnny Ray. Just that we had, let's put it this way, we had a very spirited conversation with Johnny Ray when he was on the show. So folks, that's, you know, there's a lot of mystery to this. We don't know, and hopefully it'll be coming out. Either they hold a press conference, or B, when they return the warrant, we'll learn what was in the warrant, what they collected, what they were looking for. We'll find out all of those things. Again, folks, anyone new here, if you're not subscribed, go on our YouTube, hit that subscribe button, give us a thumbs up, ring that bell, hit the like button, share us with your friends and family. Until the next time, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Bill Cannon from Police Off the Cuff. Have a great night, and God bless everyone. So just saying enough.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Once upon a time, Goldilocks discovered some delicious iced coffee in someone else's home.
This Dunkin' Cold is just right. And this Dunkin' Cold is just right. And this Dunkin' Cold is just right.
She sipped on and on, blissfully unaware that the bear stood watching.
Barry, say something.
Roar! Was that good?
The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug, but I ended up connecting to the world around me, a world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Here you are, BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.